This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate announced it would vote on a stopgap funding bill Thursday to prevent a government shutdown with just hours to spare. As lawmakers stare down a number of deadlines with massive stakes for the economy and President Joe Biden's sweeping domestic agenda. The coming days are expected to be the most critical yet of Mr. Biden's presidency as he negotiates the tricky passage of two giant spending bills and a fix to lift the debt ceiling without the support of Republicans. But the most urgent priority is funding for federal agencies, and Senate Democrats say they will pass temporary legislation early Thursday, hours before the money runs out, to keep the lights on until December 3rd. The bill, which includes $6.3 billion to help Afghan refugees and $28.6 billion in disaster aid, is expected to have broad cross-party support and should advance from the House of Representatives to the president's desk soon after the Senate gives its green light. A UN Security Council meeting on North Korea has been postponed by one day until Friday, diplomats said. The meeting, requested by the United States, Britain, and France, follows North Korea's statement that it tested a new hypersonic gliding missile, the latest apparent advance in the nuclear-armed nation's weapons technology. But a one-day delay was requested by Russia and China, who said they want more time to study the situation, one diplomat said. Ethiopia has decided to expel seven senior UN officials for, quote, meddling in its internal affairs, the foreign ministry said Thursday, as aid workers sound the alarm on limited humanitarian access to the conflict-torn Tigray region. The ministry said in a statement on its Facebook page, letters addressed to all seven say they must leave the territory of Ethiopia within 72 hours. This is VOA News. Kosovo agreed Thursday to withdraw police units from its northern border with Serbia to end a mounting dispute over vehicle license plates that briefly escalated into violence and prompted NATO to step up its patrols. The accord, negotiated in Brussels, calms the latest flare-up in a decades-old standoff between Serbia and Kosovo, but does not resolve a bigger issue blocking European Union membership talks, that Serbia and its former province Kosovo should normalize relations following Pristina's 2008 independence. Under the agreement, NATO troops will replace the Kosovar police units on the border, who will withdraw starting Saturday. Starting Monday, both countries will place special stickers on car license plates to remove national symbols and allow the free movement of citizens. A Ukrainian soldier has been killed in the conflict-ridden east of the country in the latest attack launched from territory held by pro-Russian separatists, Kiev said Thursday. It was the third war death in the past 5 days. The Ukrainian army is locked in a simmering conflict with breakaway fighters that erupted after Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula in 2014. The Ukraine's military said in a statement the separatists had launched three attacks on its troops with cannons, grenade launchers, and machine guns. The separatists say some 40 of their fighters have died. A London court sentenced a British police officer to life in prison without parole Thursday for the murder of Sarah Everard. Wayne Cousins pleaded guilty to murder, rape, and kidnap. The court said the 48-year-old used his position as a police officer to stop and abduct Everard as she walked home from a friend's house in South London the evening of March 3rd. He was a serving London officer at the time who had guarded diplomatic premises. The case stirred protest over male violence towards women. A 96-year-old woman whom a judge declared to be on the run after she failed to turn up for the start of her trial on charges of committing war crimes during World War II has been caught, a spokesperson for the court said Thursday. France began requiring teenagers 12 and older to present a COVID-19 health pass Thursday to enter public sites such as restaurants, sport clubs, or cinemas. This extends a measure already in place for adults for 2 months. Although daily COVID cases have fallen steadily since August, authorities hope to stave off a potential flare-up as colder weather approaches and people spend more time indoors. Thousands of people have turned out in weekly protests, saying the pass discriminates against people opposed to the vaccine because of safety fears or other reasons. From Washington via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.